بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون فإن آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم به فقد اهتدوا وإن تولوا فإنما هم في شقاق فسيكفيكهم الله وهو السميع العليم صبغة الله ومن أحسن من الله صبغة ونحن له عابدون صدق الله العظيم قولوا آمنا بالله say we believe in Allah وما أنزل إلينا and in that which was revealed to us وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط and in that which was revealed to Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq and the children, the offspring, the progeny. وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى and that which was given to Musa and Isa. وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ and that which was given to the prophets from their Lord. لَا نُفَرْدِقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ we do not differentiate between any one of them. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ and we are for him in submission. In this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal has told this ummah how to declare its iman in front of the Ahlul Kitab and in front of Banu Israel. After having mentioned the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his status and his heritage and his beliefs and his teachings and that of his children Ismail and Ishaq and that the wasiyya of them all, أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ and before this, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ in detail, belief in Tawheed, belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now, so that there's no ambiguity at all, this ummah is being instructed to declare their faith in all of those prophets and in this way. قولوا say آمنا بالله we believe in Allah وما أنزل قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم now in this ayah we find all three of the main tenets of iman and this is something which we have referred to frequently in this dars the first And the central and pivotal one is belief in Tawheed, belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that He is one in Himself, Tawheed of that, and none share His divine attributes, Tawheed in His sifat. This is one co-belief. And then the second is belief in the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Belief in the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam and belief in the messengers of Allah. And this is associated with belief in that which is revealed to them. And to be clear, actually the third one is referring to the hereafter, which is Ba'ath Ba'd al-Mawt, which is not mentioned in this verse. But the two are mentioned. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ The revelation which came to the prophets is mentioned. So, قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا Say, we believe in Allah and that which was revealed to us. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ They're all mentioned one by one. Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, the two sons of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and Ya'qub, the son of Ishaq alayhi salam. وَالْأَسْبَاط Here, Sibt, Asbat, the progeny, all the children, and this includes all the Anbiya that came to Banu Israel, each of them. They're being mentioned in a word, wal asbati. وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى The major status of Musa and Isa a.s. from Ulul Azm min al-Rusul and the fact that they were given kutub, they were given a sharia. وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى That which was given to Musa and Isa. وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ And that which was given to the prophets from their Rabb, all prophets. So all of this is being included to make it very clear that believers all in and followers of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam believe in every single Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the next section, la nufarriqu bayna ahadin minhum. We do not differentiate between any one of them. This is with reference to iman and belief. And so, in this ayah, لا نفرق بين أحد منهم, we are being told to declare that we don't differentiate between anyone. Our iman in the anbiya is the same for every single one of them. We believe in each of them equally. In another verse of the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the beginning of the third juz, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٍ وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. All of this, what is this referring to? تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ, these prophets, فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ, we have given virtue to some of them over others. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ, amongst them are those whom Allah spoke to. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, Allah spoke to Musa عليه السلام directly. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٍ, and we raised some of them in ranks. Mufassirin say this is referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in particular. So the Anbiya, there is a difference in their status. Some are senior to others, and this is mentioned in the Quran. So how are these two verses reconciled? لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ, we don't make any differentiation between any of them in this verse and in that verse. فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ, we have given virtue to some over others. The answer is that in this verse is referring to iman. We believe in them equally as anbiya, as messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that verse, فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ, this is referring to their statuses. That's a separate thing. So there is a difference in the fadl and fadila, in the status and rank of the anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, and that is declared in the Quran. But we don't make any distinction when it comes to believing in those anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Now the other point here is faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd, qulu amanna billahi wa ma unzila ilayna wa ma unzila ila ibrahima wa isma'il, the shara'i, the ahkam, the rules which were given to various anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam differed. They were not all the same. So the teachings, for example, which were given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and then the teachings which were given to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So various anbiya at various times were given different rulings. Different rulings at different times. And we are declaring that we believe in all of them the same? Yes. We believe in that all of them are the anbiya from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we believe in their sharia to be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the nasikh and abrogator of all of the previous sharia. So after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's coming, all of the previous sharia have been abrogated and are mansukh, they don't apply. And here we make a distinction between beliefs and ahkam. Beliefs are the imaniyat, the things that we believe in one after the other, and the tenets of faith, and the ahkam are the rules. So the rules may be different. In Banu Israel, two prayers in the sharia of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and in this ummah, five. So that distinction is there. This is a difference in rulings, not a difference in beliefs. So those previous rulings were true, and we believe that they were from Allah, but they don't apply anymore because they are mansukh. But the beliefs have never changed. The aqaid have never changed. لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون, and we are in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this Islam and istislam, this submission and inqiyad to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is our open declaration. So we are being told so that there's no ambiguity to openly declare that we truly believe in Ibrahim alayhi salam and in his children who are prophets, all of them, and we hold on to that. And in doing so, we submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no shirk involved. And then in the next verse, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدِ اهْتَدَوْا, if they believe as you believe, then they are on hidayah, they are on the right path. وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا, and if they turn away, فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ then they are in opposition. مُخَالَفَ شِقَاق فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ so Allah will suffice you against them. فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ and He is all-hearing, all-knowing. So in this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal is saying that they can only be on hidayah if they accept everything that you've accepted and believe in everything that you believe in the way that you believe. So this is a negation of any variation. If somebody says from the Ahlul Kitab that Uzair is the son of Allah or that Masih is the son of Allah, then none of this will be accepted, all of it will be rejected. Iman has to be Iman in Allah and in His Anbiya alayhim salam and in their Sharai, that which was revealed to them, in the way it was revealed to them, without any addition and nothing taken away. Now, this is the context, fa'in amanu, the Sahaba's Iman is being presented, after mentioning in detail Banu Israel and lots of their history, and after mentioning the virtues of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, this is the context. But the implied meaning goes beyond this. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ While we learn here that the Tawheed and the Iman of the Sahaba and of this Ummah is that which will be accepted by Allah, we also learn of the virtue of the Sahaba and their Iman. And this isn't the only place in the Qur'an. Because in this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal is presenting the Iman of the Sahaba as the benchmark of Hidayah, as the measure of Hidayah, as the threshold of acceptability in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is on Hidayah and who is not on Hidayah? Whose Iman is Iman in the eyes of Allah and whose is not? Whose faith is acceptable before Allah Azza wa Jal and whose is not? The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum are the benchmark, the threshold, the measure of this standard before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this ayah, this surah is madani. It was revealed in Madinah Munawwara. And when Allah ta'ala is talking to the believers in this way, who is He referring to? He's referring to the muhajireen and to the ansar. Fa'in amanu, if they, the others, the people from the Ahlul Kitab and others, fa'in amanu, if they believe, bimithli ma amantum bihi, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ The way that you, meaning the Sahaba, have believed, فَقَدِهْ تَدَوْ Then they are on Hidayah. So, this, having mentioned this, after Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this, how is it possible for a person to be in the state of Hidayah if they reject the status of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum? How is this possible? It would be in direct conflict with this ayah. This ayah is sarih and explicit in the status of the iman of the Sahaba. And it's not the only one. Let's look at the closing verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. I may have mentioned this before as well. It's directly related to this topic now. In the final verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala says, relating to the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, who were actually sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when this whole event occurred. Amana ar-rasulu bima unzila ilayhi mir rabbihi wal mu'minun. What happened is Allah Ta'ala revealed the verses lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard wa in tubdu ma fi anfusikum aw tukhfuhu yuhasibukum bihi Allah fayaghfiru liman yasha' wa yu'adhibu man yasha' wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. For Allah belongs, for Allah is that which is in the heavens and the earth. And if you make apparent that is within your hearts, or you conceal it, Allah Ta'ala will take hisab and reckon. You'll be reckoned for it. Yuhasibkum bihi Allah. Allah Ta'ala will reckon with you for it. فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ Then He will forgive whom He wills and He'll punish whom He wills. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ And Allah has qudra over everything. When the Sahaba heard this verse, they were very frightened. They were frightened that they would be questioned about the thoughts which passed through the hearts. And the Prophet ﷺ taught them to say, to accept and say, "Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir," that we hear and we obey, we ask your forgiveness, our Lord, and to you is the return. So the Sahaba said, "Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir." They didn't reject the ayah of the Quran as Banu Israel had done. وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَهُمُ الطُّورِ, when the mountain of Tur was raised above their heads, when they refused to accept the teachings of the Tawrat. So when this happened, and the Sahaba said, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, Allah Ta'ala revealed the verses, آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ, the messenger has believed in that which has been revealed to him, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and the believers too. The believers here are the Sahaba who were with Rasulullah s.a.w. on that occasion. كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ, each of them, كُلْ, everyone, آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ, has believed in Allah, وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ, and his angels, وَرُسُلِي, and his messengers. And what did they say? لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْ رُسُلِي, we don't make a differentiation between any of them, between anyone from his prophets. Similar to the words here, قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ, we don't make a لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْ رُسُلِي, so we believe in each of them the same. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْ رُسُلِي, وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. Now, in the tafsir of this verse, ulama have said that the mention of the iman of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is actually to show the muqam and status of the iman of the sahaba, because nobody needs to be told about the iman of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not a question. Yes, aman al rasul. So why is Rasulullah's iman being mentioned here? Aman al rasulu bima unzila ilayhi, the messenger has believed. Anbiya believe in their own status as anbiya. By the way, this is a separate discussion. Anbiya don't have any doubt. They're not in shak about their own status as messengers of Allah. They're not in some sort of delusion. They know clearly and with clear and conscious conscience and conscious mind that they are anbiya and rusul from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't have any shak in the matter. And they believe in their own nubuwat and risalat. But amana rasulu bima unzila ilayhi min rabbi, the messenger has believed in that which was revealed to him by his Lord. Wal mu'minun, and the believers, the mufassirin say that this is to show the virtue of the sahaba. Allah is mentioning the iman of Rasulullah, and how would that be? Can we even quantify it? And the iman of the sahaba in the same ayat, in the same word. Amana comes once. Amana rasulu bima unzila ilayhi min rabbi, and the sahaba are linked to this. Wal mu'minun. Wal mu'minun. So the word amana is referring to the Rasul and the Sahaba in the same ayat. And this shows us the status of the iman of the Sahaba. And then it's re-emphasized again. Kullun amana. Every one of them has iman. Billahi wa malaikati wa kutubihi wa rusuli. And then their words, la nufarriqu bayna ahadin min rusuli, are quoted. And waqalu, their words are quoted again. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. And then the ease comes. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. So, this is the situation when it comes to the iman of the Sahaba. It's clearly and explicitly recognized in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, anyone who challenges the iman of the Sahaba needs to have his own situation looked into. And this is mentioned earlier in Surah Baqarah as well. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ the munafiqun. Aminu kama aman an-nas, when it said to them, believe as the people believe. Who are the people? The Mufassirin say that the people are the Muhajirin and Ansar. This is a Madani ayah in Surah Baqarah. And some of the Mufassirin have mentioned Sahaba by name, including Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, An-Nas. Wa idha qila lahum aminu kama aman an-nas, qalu, they say, anu'minu kama aman as-sufaha, shall we believe as the fools believe? Allah Ta'ala says that people who call my Sahaba, my Nabi's Sahaba, fools are themselves fools. Allah innahum humus sufaha, beware, they themselves are the fools, walakin la ya'lamun, but they don't even know it. Their foolishness and their lack of intelligence, their uqul, their minds have become so deranged that they don't even see their own error of judgment and their own foolishness themselves. So anyone who challenges the iman of the Sahaba is in trouble themselves. They're in hot water themselves. This ayah, amongst many, is explicit in the recognition of the status of the hidayah and iman of the sahaba. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا, if others have iman as the sahaba do, فَقَدِهْ تَدَوْ, then they are on hidayah. وَإِنْ تَوَلُّوا, if they turn away, فَإِنَّ مَهُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ, then they themselves are in opposition. The ones who turn away from the sahaba and from this iman. فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ, Allah Ta'ala takes responsibility. He will yakfiikahumullah, Allah will suffice you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, against them. So if they try to oppose you or harm you, Allah Ta'ala is taking responsibility. Wa huwa as-samiul alim. And then this beautiful ayah, sibghatallah, we accept the color of Allah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ سِبْغًا. And who is better than Allah in color? وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. And we declare, وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. We are for him servants. Now, this word sibgha, what does it mean? The Mufassirin have explained this in various ways. This hue and color. The word color is used to describe a condition as well. It's not necessarily a physical color in the way that we distinguish one color from another, red, white, and blue. Sibgha is used to mention a condition. So sometimes a person resembles somebody or something, and we say isme uska rang hai. We can see the color of such and such in him. If you are associated with particular ulama, particular elders, if you stay in their company, then you might be recognized because of that. Others will recognize that. They'll say that you have spent time with such and such because it's seen in your person. The Sahaba was seen in the color of Rasulullah's sunnah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu was not a direct family member of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, though he was from the Quraysh. Like people like Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, for example, or Abbas radiyallahu anhu, the Ali radiyallahu anhu, Fatima radiyallahu anhu, Hassanain, they are direct blood relatives. Ibn Mas'ud is not a direct blood relative in this way. But the way he would walk and talk and the way he would carry himself, he resembled Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam exactly. So much so that people thought he was a family member. He would freely walk in and out of the Prophet's house. He would carry the Prophet's blessed sandals on his hands. And he would carry the miswak and the water of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And he was a very, very senior scholar from the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu sent him as a teacher to Iraq, giving preference to them over himself. So this color, what are we referring to in this ayah? Sibghat Allah. What does the ayah mean? Allah's color. Mufassirin say, this is the implied meaning of the ayah is Sibghat Allah. It means that we have accepted the color of Allah, or it's an instruction. Hold on to the color of Allah. And what is that color? That color is the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. It is tawheed. Sibghat Allah. It is tawheed and belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Millata Ibrahim hanifa, which has been mentioned in so many places here in this surah before this as well. Staying aloof from other influences, not moving away from people, but holding back from being influenced. This is why they say if you become a da'i, then you are protected, because when you invite others, then you yourself do not become slack and lax in your own identity. Otherwise, others will invite you. So, sibghat Allah, and there are other tafasir here. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says that this is referring to the khatna, which is the physical mark on a Muslim's body of being from the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. It goes to that extent. Even the physical mark on the body resembles a following of the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Sibghat Allah, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ سِبْغَ. And who can be better than Allah in color, meaning in this aqidah, who can be better in this belief, in this obedience? And وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. We are being told to declare this proudly when it comes to an issue of identity. And we are obedient to him. We serve him and we are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we worship him and him alone. So this is a brief summary of some aspects of the meanings and tafsir of these verses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.